Happy Thursday, JC here at Metro Nissan of Redlands on their very first official podcast. So uber excited to be here, man. I gotta be honest, I think I'm tearing up, man. Like, so, you know, coming from the auto industry, you know, breaking that barrier down, right? Getting a dealer to really think outside the box. I think we can all agree that technology has really changed things. So trying to find that dealer that really sees, you know, kind of where that industry is going and how people want to be reached and talked to is very difficult. I am happy to report that Metro Nissan Redlands agrees that the industry is changing, right? A lot of things have changed. So uber excited, man. We're going to talk about some really exciting things over the next few months that I think are going to shed some light as to, you know, how a dealership currently runs their operation. And I think you're going to be shocked that it's nowhere near what most people think. So the day of doing business like the 50s or 60s is just eradicated, right? That's just not the case anymore. So I'm sitting here with Mr. David Reynolds, General Manager of Metro Nissan Redlands. Say hello, sir.
Hello. How are you, Jimmy?
I am fantastic, man. Thanks for asking. We're also sitting here with the General Sales Manager. Introduce yourself, sir.
My name is Jaime Ramirez. Thanks for having me, Jimmy.
I appreciate that. So first and foremost, man, so I've heard like some of the most oddball scenarios on how people get into this business. Like, it's just some of those wacky stories I've ever heard, man, is how people get into this business. So talk to me a little bit about Dave Reynolds. How did you get into this business? How did you get wrapped up in this business?
Yeah, so that's a real good question, Jimmy, because, you know, in the car business, you know, automobile business, this is kind of an interesting thing. I think, you know, no one plans on jumping into the car business, you know,
probably
for the matter. We all kind of get here in some weird shape or form, but I got in through a friend. I worked previous to this. I worked, you know, for a Fortune 500 company, a very structured environment. You know, couldn't really, we worked in, you know, within confined boxes, so to speak. And, you know, a friend of mine was running a small little mom and pop store, asked me to work on the weekends. And I started working on the weekends to help him out. And that basically led me to jumping in with 2 feet and working full time and, you know, starting, basically 20 years ago.
So basically you made money and didn't look back.
That's pretty much that situation.
That's typically what happens. So I know you had a brief stint with some really cool stuff that we'll talk about at a later time. I actually think people would love to hear some of your back end story. But, you know, I've been fortunate enough to really kind of get to know the dealership and know a lot of the bodies in here, man. And I think that, you know, part of the issue that people still have within the industry is the fact that, let's just face it, right? I think we can all agree that this industry is still tainted to some degree, right?
Absolutely.
Would you agree with that?
100%.
Right. So, you know, and we can't speak for all dealers, right?
Yeah,
so
I think it definitely is tainted. And I also think that, you know, it takes a lot for a customer to come down to a dealership because, you know, the perception is this is, you know, kind of a crazy and wild place. And it can be, you know, dealerships can be intimidating. I think that's kind of a thing of the past. And that's kind of why we do these types of things is to introduce ourselves to the public, you know, to let everyone know that we are just, you know, regular people just like
sure.
they are. And, you know, we're here to provide a service to the customer.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, one of the craziest things I think over the last 5 or 6 years that I think a lot of consumers don't think about is the use of technology and how that's changed our industry, right? Because let's just be honest here, right? 20 years ago, if a customer wanted to get a hold of cost on a car, right, that was not readily available.
It was not.
It just wasn't. Like,
sure.
You couldn't, right?
Yeah.
So at this point, it's safe to say the consumer has at their fingertips, at a click of a couple buttons, right, with something called Google, they have all the information that is available even to a dealership at this point.
Absolutely. I mean, pretty much the consumer, every consumer has access to it. And the internet's a, you know, it's a beautiful thing. It's provided, you know, a lot of information out to the consumer, you know, from a pricing standpoint and a shopping standpoint. You know, in these days, you know, if we get someone, it doesn't happen often, but if we get, because most of the time they already know, but if someone comes into the dealership and says, hey, I wanted to see, you know, how much you paid for the car, it's readily available and we don't, you know, turn them down. We show them, you know, this is how much we paid for the car. And, you know, that's kind of a, you know, those things are all over the internet these days.
Sure. So one of the main things that I think to go along with that is just the fact that because the consumer has access to all that, right? Because the consumer has access to all the information readily at their fingertips, right? So at that point, really, we're talking about experience, right? Absolutely. At that point, so dealer experience, right? So sure. Jaime, if you can kind of shed some light, just because you deal with it on a day-to-day basis, right? So you're up here, you're working deals, you're talking to customers. So, you know, how transparent has that process become, man? Because there really isn't nothing left for you guys to hold back. Customer already has it. So how does that process look now compared to even like 10, 15 years ago?
Yeah, it's night and day. It's become, it just makes it a lot easier. It makes it easier for the consumer. Okay, they can come in, get a fair price. They know they're getting a fair price. Okay, it makes it easy for us as well because, all of the haggling, all of the, transparency is already there. So it makes it easy for the customer to come in, get a fair deal, and get the car that they want. Okay, they have an understanding of the features and benefits of the vehicle, and they get to see it real time when they get here with the true sales professional.
And I think one of the main things on why this podcast is so important today, like I said, breaking ground, man, just, doing things as they should be, based on where the industry is now, is you were one of the very few dealerships that I came to talk to that actually really embraced the whole tech forward way of process and thinking, man. Like, even now to this day, the shameful part is I talk to, out of 20 dealers, maybe four of them understand what it is the process should be. Like, you were one of the very few that actually said, I actually think it's a great thing that the customer has access to all the information because that eliminates another layer, right?
Well, I think, in general, I think one of the things that, Jaime and myself have been able to do in the past, 10, 15, 20 years is embrace technology. And technology has obviously evolved, especially in this business. And, it's one of those things, if you're not embracing the technology or the present, you got to get lost in times. And, the ability to embrace technology is, the benefit would be we're able to, serve more customers and sell more cars. And that's what it's kind of turned into. And, we've always looked at, you want to be in the, front part of the technology, on the receiving end, not on the back end. It's the technology that's out there and available to not only the consumer but dealerships as well, has been, vastly improved in the last 5 years, ever since the recession. And we've always, had that, in our minds, and we've always tried to embrace as much technology as possible, and we pass a lot of it on to the consumers, and the consumers, the benefit and byproduct of that is when we sell cars,
Sure.
As many cars as we can possibly sell,
sure,
and serve as many customers, as we can.
Sure. So let's talk a little bit about Metro Nissan of Relin specifically, right?
Sure.
Because let's face it, right? You're not the only Nissan dealer, right? I mean, ultimately, I could probably count 4 other dealers within, 30-minute drive time of you, 40-minute drive time.
Yeah, maybe. In this area, particularly in Southern California, the Inland Empire, there's a lot of Nissan dealerships. It's a very heavily populated area, and to kind of touch basis on that a little bit, that's just why we have to be that much better than the surrounding dealerships and
sure.
embrace more technology, is because customers have a lot of options,
sure.
A customer might have 2 or 3 Nissan stores, in their, in a 10-mile range and,
sure.
or 15-mile range. And, we have to be that much better, from a customer service standpoint, from a technology standpoint, and the overall perception.
Sure.
And that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah. So you guys are serving currently, obviously, the city of Redlands.
Correct.
And then, obviously, you port into Yorba Linda, Loma Linda, San Bernardino, Highland, Colton, I would assume.
Yeah, we get a lot of customers, obviously, from the Inland Empire, the areas that you just named. But we also get customers from, up in the high desert area and also from Palm Springs, Indio. Those types of communities, I think sometimes they want to have more options.
Sure.
Our inventories, currently, as we see here today, we've got about 500 new and pre-owned vehicles on the ground. So we have a very large inventory.
Sure.
And I think, because of that and having the right inventory, we're able to serve more people and, serve a bigger, community.
Sure. So expectation for a consumer. I found the Nissan I want. I jumped on your website, which, by the way, I will tell you, you've done some major overhaul on your website. Really, remove some of the layers and some of the friction that was there.
Yeah, right? That's a good point. You know, that's another thing that we always, you know, try to do. We want to make it, you know, easy for the customer to search our inventory online, because we do understand that a lot of the decision-making process is made, you know, more in part before the customer even comes down to the dealership. So we believe that having, you know, the customer, you know, engaging on the website and having the proper tools for them on the website, basically going to have more information, you know, at their fingertips will help them make a good decision for themselves.
Yeah, for sure. You know, ultimately along with that, so talk to me, Jaime, about what that day looks like, right? So I found the car, I jumped on your website, I like this Altima, you know, 2018 Altima, you love the car, we've had a Sentra before, you know, I'm local, or I'm from San Bernardino or whatever, I want to come down. What does that experience look like for me if I'm a consumer?
What you can expect, first and foremost, you'll be greeted at the door with a smile, okay?
So you mean someone's going to actually talk to me?
100%.
Like they're not just going to let me walk, you know, 100%. Walk around?
100%. And most of our clients, they have some kind of initial engagement with one of our sales professionals prior to coming to the dealership.
That's not creepy or anything like that, right? Like there's no creep going on?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. You know, we have, we train and train and train in regards to customer service first and foremost.
Sure.
Okay, because that's truly what's going to set the dealership apart. Because let's be honest, you know, just like you mentioned earlier, I mean, there's 5-6 Nissan dealerships within a, you know, 30-minute drive from here. Okay, so what really is going to set us apart is you know, our attention to detail, customer service. Okay, and you can expect, like I said, to be greeted with a smile. The vehicle that you selected to be clean, ready for a test drive, okay, and to have somebody there that really knows the features and benefits of the vehicle, you know, over and beyond what the experience of the website's going to give you.
Sure. Now, I'm just going to throw this out there, man. Are you going to make me sit here for 5 hours, man, to work a car deal?
Not if you don't want to.
Okay, I don't want to. I don't ever want to.
I don't think
anybody wants to.
I don't
right?
want
like,
to.
Nobody either. Wants to sit here for 5 or 6 hours.
It's a good point. And, you know, we live in the times of efficiency right now, Jimmy.
Sure.
And, you know, we obviously what's efficient for the customers is even more efficient for, you know, the dealership.
Sure.
You know, we, you know, obviously have a, you know, we move a lot of metal every day and we service a lot of customers every day. So we try to simplify the processes, which makes it, I think, the overall customer experience better.
Sure.
And, you know, not only, you know, it shortens the length of, you know, someone coming in here. I mean, now these days, you know, if you know what you want to get, or you have an idea of what you want to get, and even if you don't, you know, the sales representatives know, I mean, an exuberant amount of information about the vehicles, like Jaime mentioned, you know, and the process is very, very streamlined. Most of the time, if, you know, consumers need help choosing vehicles, you know, we have managers ready available, you know, out on the lot to help them, you know, kind of narrow down what they're looking for based on their needs and needs and wants. And we just try to overall simplify the process so you can expect to, you know, come in and out of here, you know, hopefully from the time you set foot to the time you leave, it's, you know, maybe about a 2 hour to maybe a 2.5 hour deal.
Sure.
You know, and then the car washed up, detailed, gassed up, going through all the different aspects of purchasing a car. And, you know, I've seen customers get in and out of here in an hour before.
Sure.
You know, from the time they step, you know, foot, obviously.
So you're not going to lose my trading keys or anything like that, right?
No.
Like
those are throw them on the,
those,
on,
they're not, you're not throwing them on the roof or anything like roof. That?
Yeah.
I've heard those horror stories, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a shame, right? I mean.
It is.
And again, and that's what we have to work hard as a dealership, which is why you opened up your dealership.
Sure.
For this is because you're trying to eradicate that vision.
Yeah. And we've dealt with a lot of customers that always, when they come in here, they're like, wow, this is a really great place. And you guys are so different. And we obviously, you know, enjoy hearing that stuff because that just reinforces what we're trying to do and what we're trying to accomplish here in Redlands, you know, and, you know, moving forward, you know, how to better our processes and make it easier, you know, for the customer to purchase a vehicle.
Sure. And like I said, I think out of all the dealers, you're one of the very few forward thinking dealers. And for that, I think, if anything, the consumer should appreciate the fact that at least you're willing to open up your doors and be a little forward thinking and not get stuck from 20 years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, you know, in our dealership here, too, I think one of the really bright things that we have is we have, you know, a lot of guys, you know, we got some guys that haven't been in the business that long, and, you know, we have guys that have been in the business, you know, like myself, you know, almost 20 years. You know, we got a kind of, we have a nice, you know, range of everyone. So we have a collective, you know, staff from all different types of, you know, walks of life, all the way, you know, that kind of done multiple roles in a car dealership and have a really good understanding, you know, of what the customer expects when they come here.
Sure.
You know, and we always want to line up, you know, what the customer expectations are with, you know, what they deserve to have, you know, sure, when they come down here.
Of course. So as we continue these podcasts, again, I want to thank Mr. Reynolds. I want to thank Jaime for being here today. I think this is a, you know, sometimes the hardest, easiest conversation to have, only because in the car business space, dealers have never been bred that way. So I want to thank you for your time. I want to thank you for your openness. As we continue these podcasts, we're going to get even deeper and even more transparent. I think you guys are going to enjoy, for all you listeners out there, I think you're going to enjoy some really next level, refreshing way of doing business. Not only in the car space specifically, but obviously Metro Nissan and Relance.
Yep.
So I want to thank Dave for his time. I want to thank you both. I really appreciate the conversation. And best of luck to you, man. And you guys stay blessed.
My pleasure.
Awesome, guys. Thanks
for having us, dude.
Appreciate it, buddy. Thanks.